Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to a look at Passion Sunday and Holy Week. This visit is called Sanctus and Hosanna. Our broadcast began with a very familiar text using the hymn tune by James Eller, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. It was presented by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with Gerald Otley conducting. On Palm Sunday, we hear the chant, Hosanna to the Son of David. Here are two well-known uses of the text by two composers who lived 200 years apart. First, the setting by British composer Thomas Wilkes, sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, led by Richard Marlowe. Then the magnificent and glorious sound created by Johann Sebastian Bach for his powerful Mass in B minor. This setting is offered by the Rias Kammerchor and the Academy of Old Music of Berlin. René Jacobs is the conductor.
Hosanna in excelsis, Hosanna, Hosanna in excelsis.
Two brilliant and dazzling creations on the text of Hosanna to the Son of David, the first by Thomas Wilkes, coming from the halls of Trinity College, Cambridge, and the second from J.S. Bach and his B minor Mass with the voices of the Rias Comer Corps. Back to America, and in this case, Nebraska, with music of the illustrious composer Howard Hanson. This is another song of praise to the divine. Elizabeth Patterson raises her baton as we focus on How Excellent is Thy Name in All the Earth, taken from Psalm 8.
Thank you.
an expression of praise from the pen of Nebraska composer Howard Hanson, and words of Psalm 8, "How excellent is thy name." Those were the voices of the Gloria Dei Cantoris from Boston, led by Elizabeth Patterson.
Thank you.
Another resplendent selection from the B minor Mass, the Sanctus, offered by the Rias Kammerchor and the Academy of Old Music, Berlin. Now, let's bring back the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and this well-known melody by French composer Charles Gounod, O Divine Redeemer, a song of repentance.
Oh.
A favorite selection from the pen of Charles Gounod, sung with full meaning by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, led by Gerald Ottley. A perfect melody and text for Palm Sunday. Now John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers join us with a short but beautiful melody and strong set of words. The music is by John Goss. These are they that follow the Lamb. John Rutter has just led the Cambridge Singers with a song by John Goss. These are they that follow the Lamb.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. Originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
The well-known text used by John Stainer for his cantata on the crucifixion. However, this new setting of God So Loved the World was by Utah composer David Naylor. Dr. Brady Allred was in charge of the Salt Lake Choral Artists. As we turn to the agony of the cross, Woefully Arrayed is a supreme choral setting by William Cornish, Jr., who died in 1523. It is a thoughtful, powerful meditation of Christ on the cross with a very intense text. This setting of the text was commissioned for the Three Choirs Festival in England in 2009. The first performance of the piece was done by Stilla Antico. Composer John McCabe, who died in 2015, reworked the Cornish text. It requires 12 parts. Here are the 12 voices of Stilla Antico, who sang the premiere with their presentation of Woefully Arrayed by British composer John McCabe.
Thank you.
The music was by John McCabe, with a text used by William Cornish describing the agony of the cross during the crucifixion. The piece was scored for 12 parts, sung by Stilla Antico, doing an incredible job with one on a part, Woefully Arrayed. Again, from the B minor Mass, you heard J.S. Bach's Crucifixus, sung by the Rias Kammerchor. A short hymn sung by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir asking the question, "Where can I turn for peace?" Perhaps the answer comes with this text and choral work written by Maximilian Steinberg. This is the last selection of his Passion Week cantata, and it is sung by the Clarion Choir, guided by Stephen Fox. This request, "Let all mortal flesh keep silent."
Thank you.
You have just heard Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silent, an interesting suggestion that comes at the end of Passion Week. Stephen Fox led the clarion choir in that work by Russian composer Maximilian Steinberg. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Sanctus and Hosanna. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2017.